A few nights later I was woken by a noise at about 2 in the morning. I heard someone walking softly outside my door. I got up, opened the door, and looked out. I saw Barrymore moving carefully and quietly away from me. I followed him as quietly as I could. He went into one of the empty bedrooms and left the door open. I went quietly up to the door and looked inside. Barrymore was standing at the window. He was holding a light in his hand and looking out onto the moor. He stood without moving for a few minutes, and then he put out the light. I went quickly back to my room. A few minutes later, I heard Barrymore go softly by. The next morning, I told Sir Henry what I had seen.
"We must follow him and find out what he is doing," said Sir Henry. "He won't hear us if we move carefully."
That night, we sat in Sir Henry's room and waited. At about 3 o'clock in the morning, we heard the sound of footsteps outside the bedroom. We looked out and saw Barrymore. We followed him as quietly as we could. He went into the same room as before. We reached the door and looked in. There was Barrymore, with the light in his hand, looking out across the moor, exactly as I'd seen him on the night before. Sir Henry walked into the room and said,
"What are you doing here, Barrymore?"
Barrymore turned round quickly, surprise and horror on his face.
"Nothing, sir," he said.
The shadows on the wall from his light were jumping up and down as his hand shook.
"It was the window, sir. I go round at night to see that they are closed, and this one wasn't shut."
"Come now, Barrymore," said Sir Henry. "No lies. What were you doing with that light? You were holding it up to the window.